You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Bushra Azhar, the founder of The Persuasion Revolution, an online training and advisory company that teaches businesses how to make money using the psychology of persuasion. Bushra, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I am super excited to be here.
And super excited to have you. You're coming in to us from Pakistan. Thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us. So, Bushra, tell us, what are 8 psychological switches that can help your business to kick things off today?
So the idea behind the 8 psychological switches, it basically comes from the way that I explain persuasion is that it's like, start by imagining the human brain like an electric circuit. And if you want to spark attention in that electric circuit, you need to activate 8 psychological switches. Now, if you are a prolific persuader, then you should be activating all 8 of them. But even if you activate a few of them, you will really see a massive difference in the way people look at you and the people, you know, the way people respond to you. So one of the switches, for example, is called the believability switch. And the idea behind the believability switch is that most people, when they're trying to sell something, they focus on their product, or they focus on their credentials. So they focus all of their time and energy talking about how great they are or how great their product is. But the reality is that the reason most people don't say yes to you is not just because you don't have a great product. It's because they don't believe in their own abilities to get the results. So if you promise them, you know, that you have a great product and you have all these great credentials, they believe you, they believe your product, they just don't believe their own ability. So believability switch is about not just talking about how great you are, how great your product is, but also talking about how the potential buyer can get the results he or she's looking for despite all of the mental blocks that she has around her situation. So that's a huge thing, that even if you don't do anything else different in your marketing, if you would only just address this one issue, this one aspect in your marketing, you will see people responding very differently to your marketing efforts.
And solid information, Bushra. Thanks for that. Now, so how does one ask their boss for a pay raise using one of these 8 persuasion switches?
So it's funny because I love this question about pay raises, because most people, you know, when they look at persuasion, they're like, oh, does it work for B2C, but it doesn't work for B2B. And I always tell people that all business is P2P. It's a person to person. So even if you're talking to your HR manager, or even if you're talking to your boss who owns the company, it all boils down to you, a person, talking to another person and addressing those, again, the psychological switches. So one of the switches that would really help in such a situation is the prestige switch. And the idea behind prestige switch is that human beings, one of the biggest triggers that they respond to is the need to be better than everyone else, right? So we think that if someone is, you know, someone wants to buy a high-end lawnmower, we think that they want to buy a high-end lawnmower because they want a, you know, they want a lush green lawn. The reality is that, yes, they do want a lush green lawn, but more than that, they want their judgy next-door neighbor to die of jealousy because, you know, because they have a better lawnmower. So human beings love this idea of being better than everyone else, being in the know, being smarter, better, happier, richer, more good-looking than the others. So when you are looking for a raise, stop focusing so much on your credentials and why you deserve a raise. Instead, focus on how having you as part of the team raises the prestige profile of that individual, raises the prestige profile of the company. So as an example, when I was an assistant professor, we used to, you know, send recommendation letters for students. And one of my students was, he was in the debating society, and he was applying to Stanford. And one of the things that we focused on when it comes to prestige switch is this angle, that since he was such a rock star when it comes to debates, he could also put the debating society of Stanford on the map. So it all boils down to not just what you possess, but how you can raise the prestige profile of your boss or your HR manager or whoever you're trying to persuade.
And I'd say that's some outstanding advice right there. Now, how do we influence experts, authorities, and relevant leaders in our field, which will ultimately send more opportunities our way?
So again, I think it's funny because we think that people who have everything, people who are experts, people who are already on the map, they have enough of their prestige, right? They already have their prestige elevated. But the reality is that the more they have it, the more they need it. And in psychology, we know for a fact that flattery works. It really works. And the funny thing is that there are numerous psychological studies that show that even when you're using flattery on someone, even when you're flattering someone and the other person knows that you're flattering them because you want something, even then it works. It's such an interesting phenomenon that someone is flattering you, someone is buffing you up, you know they're doing it because they want something, and you still get persuaded. There have been numerous studies done on this. So I would just say use a mix of prestige switch and some genuine flattery, and you will get whatever you want.
Outstanding information today. We're joined by Bushra Azhar, the founder of The Persuasion Revolution, an online training and advisory company that teaches businesses how to make money using the psychology of persuasion, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. So tell us, how do we outmaneuver our competition and get more customers, thus increasing our sales?
I love this. So one of the psychological switches is the parity switch. And the parity switch really boils down to the fact that human beings are, we naturally compare and contrast. That's in our nature. Whether we are deciding what dress to wear on our first date or we're deciding who to go on our first date with, we're always constantly comparing and contrasting substitutes. So I think one thing that entrepreneurs should just accept is that people are always comparing you to someone else. There's always competition. And I tell my students that even if you think you don't have competition, you still have competition because you're competing against a no, right? So even if there are no competition in your market, there are no direct competitors, your buyer still has the option to refuse, right? So you're still competing against a no. So what you need to do is that every time you are positioning or marketing, you need to constantly address that there are other options besides you. And the idea, so there's a very simple way to do that. There's a very simple phrase you can do that. And I call it the would you rather. So in your communication, in your sales calls, whether you're talking to someone, whether you're writing copy, use the term would you rather, right? So as an example, let's just say you are a wedding planner. So the option that those people have, your bride has, is either they can hire you or they can plan it on their own, right? Those are the two options. So that's your next substitute. So a simple phrase like, would you rather drown yourself in all the planning details, go crazy on your special day, or would you rather hand it all over to a professional so we can take care of every need that you have on your special day? So would you rather is a really powerful phrase because it draws a clear comparison between you and other substitutes. And I think we should do that every opportunity we get, but somehow people just shy away from drawing this comparison. But you should know that if you do not draw this comparison, your buyers will do it in their heads. They will do it in their heads anyway because that's human nature. And when they do it in their heads, they may not arrive at the conclusion that you want them to arrive at, right? So it's your job to facilitate that comparison. Tell them why you're better using would you rather.
Bushra, if you would, how is the mass persuasion method different from other books on persuasion and selling?
It's really funny. That's probably the most obvious answer. It's funny. It's a light read. It's very conversational and it's very actionable. So you don't see a lot of theory. Every time I explain a point, I always follow it up with a very, very specific example, just as I'm doing it as we talk. That's just the way I teach. So the reason it has done so well and the reason people love it so much is because it's very actionable. You can read literally just 2 pages and you can go and apply it right away. So you don't have to muddle through a lot of theory and then decide, okay, what is the practical application of this? It's very, very actionable and it's fun to read.
And I bet it is, and certainly a fascinating method, no doubt about that. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a final tip, anything else you'd like to share?
Yeah, first of all, thank you so much for having me. I had an absolute blast. I'm so honored to be here. I would just conclude by saying one thing. It's kind of addressing the big elephant in the room, because that's something that people, I know that's a block that most people have. Persuasion somehow has a really bad rep. And I think the reason it has such bad rep is because people think of it as some kind of a forced entry into someone else's brain. I just want you to reposition the way you look at persuasion. The way I define persuasion is that it's not something one person does to another. Instead, it is something that a person does to herself in response to the stimulus that you expose them to. So your job as a persuader only goes up to the point where you expose the other person to the right stimulus. There is no forcing anyone. There is no manipulation. It's just exposing your buyer to the right stimulus and then let her convince herself. That's it. So reframe persuasion. It is an important skill and it really helps in business. Don't look at it as a dirty word, because it isn't.
Well, this certainly was great to have you with us as well, and don't want to let you get out of here without finding out where we can get further details on the Persuasion Revolution, your training, and in your advisory company. Where can listeners get further details?
The best way is to just go to my website, thepersuasionrevolution.com. You can also Google me. You'll end up at one of my digital spaces. So I would love to have your audience hang out with me.
Bushra, again, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
It was an utter pleasure. Thank you so much for having me, Alex. Bye-bye.
And of course, you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Bushra Azhar, the founder of the Persuasion Revolution, an online training advisory company that teaches businesses how to make money using the psychology of persuasion. And for further details, visit thepersuasionrevolution.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.